Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In this broadcast, we're going to talk about something called informational interviews. We're going to tell you what they are, how they're different from job interviews, and why we think informational interviews are extremely useful as you venture out to pursue either your first or future career opportunities. So many of us are familiar with the traditional job interviews where you maybe look through a paper or read a job opening or job board online, you find an opportunity, some career openings, you send your resume in and you send it in, and not only are you sending it in, but there's 100 other individuals sending their resumes in, and you're simply going for interviews to try and get a job. And though in some instances those can be beneficial and even successful in getting you the career that you're looking for, we believe there's another alternative that can be even more advantageous to you as you are pursuing your career, and that's something called an informational interview. So what is an informational interview? An informational interview involves talking with people who are currently working in your field of interest to gain a better understanding of an occupation or an industry and to help you build a network of contacts in that field. It's not necessarily a job interview. So, again, the difference being informational interview and job interview. Job interview says, "Hi, Mr. Employer, I'm coming and I'm looking for a job. I need a job and I need it now." An informational interview, just by the name of the informational interview, is perceived as being less intimidating, less stressful, and again, from a definition standpoint, it really involves establishing a network and talking with people who are currently working in your field of interest to better understand the occupation or occupations in that industry and to help you build a network of contacts in that particular field. I think the key differentiator is that you're not coming in for a job interview. Instead, you're coming in to learn. You're coming in to be a student. You're coming in to gather information. And ultimately, they know and you know that you are looking for a career in that field. This informational interview has actually proven to be a very successful job search or career search tool. Statistically, one out of every 200 resumes, and some of the studies suggest that it's as high as one out of every 1,500 resumes that are sent in for a job actually results in a job or a career. So let's say one in 200 resumes that get sent in for the job interview at Sony actually gets someone a job. The statistics are dramatically different for informational interviews, where somewhere in the neighborhood of one in every 12 informational interviews results in a job. So you got to take a look at the statistics and just the averages. Do you want to be one in 12 and get a job, or do you want to lessen your odds and be one in 200 or one in 1,500? And we would suggest you'd probably want to be the one in 12. So why are they important? Why are they, you know, why are informational interviews so successful? And ultimately, they become a networking technique. It's a way for you to, in a somewhat non-threatening manner, build your network and be considered for positions within an industry without necessarily raising the flags to everybody that you are looking for a job. It simply says that me as an individual or you as an individual really want to learn about the career opportunities with Coca-Cola or with Sony. And in order to do that, you can't make an uninformed decision. You want to make an informed decision. And so before you make a decision, calling vice presidents or heads of information services departments or human resource departments and stating to them that you are a new college graduate, for example. You have spent the last 4 years pursuing a degree in business administration. You have obtained a 3.75 GPA. You've heard a lot of good things about Coca-Cola, and you're not quite sure whether a sales position or a finance position is right for you, and you would like to come and learn about their experiences, learn their knowledge of the industry so that you can better equip yourself to make a decision about whether that's the right career path for you. Not letting them know or not saying, hey, I'd like to come in for a job interview with Coca-Cola. That's not the purpose of an informational interview. That's the purpose of a job interview. The informational interview says to the executive at Coca-Cola, I respect what you've accomplished professionally and personally. You've learned some things throughout your years in that profession. I would love to come and learn from you because it's a profession that I'm considering. And in considering that profession, I'd like to be as informed as possible. Again, it is the gathering of information through discussion and networking versus the aggressive pursuit of a career because you've just graduated from college or you've just been laid off or you're tired of your old or current employer and you need a job today. This simply says you want to go out, learn from other individuals, and gather information to make yourself as successful as possible. So there's some real keys, I believe, and we believe, to effective informational interviews. Now, just like with job interviews, make sure you prepare ahead of time. If you're going to contact executives from the Mayo Clinic or the Mayo Foundation in the healthcare industry, make sure you prepare ahead of time. Go do some research. Go out to the internet. We talked about going to the company website, going to Google and researching what others have to say about Coca-Cola or Sony or about the Mayo Foundation. And doing your research ahead of time will continue to demonstrate your interest in an informational interview with this individual and or company. Just like a job interview, make sure you dress appropriately. No jeans, no tennis shoes, no t-shirts. And probably the most important piece, I believe, is you have sold this as an informational interview. You want to gather information. If you go into this informational interview and you don't take any notes, you've lost all competitive advantage that you might have in the future for getting a career with that company. So go in, bring a tablet, listen, look the individual in the eye like you would in a job interview, take some notes, ask some questions, jot down the responses, and be attentive. Please bring a resume, but don't bring a resume and just flop it on the table right away and say, okay, I said I was coming for an informational interview, but now I'm here and I'm really here for a job interview. That would be a big no-no. Bring a resume just in case. They may ask for it, but if they don't, that's okay too. It's a network that you're building and you're gathering information. And feel free in that informational interview to, you know, share with the person that you're talking with some of your educational experiences, some of your personal accomplishments, some of your professional work experience, and why you feel you're a good candidate for the industry or the type of position, but not necessarily with their company. And ultimately, out of that, you're going to establish a rapport with that individual that's slightly different from a job interview, where they're feeling as if they have to critique you. In an informational interview, now you're just getting to know each other, so it becomes a little more relaxed. The pressure on you isn't quite as great. You're learning, and you're able to share why you believe you're a good fit for this position or within this industry. So there's a couple of other helpful hints that we like to share with individuals about informational interviews. Really use them as practice sessions for job interviews. If you really have set it in your mind that you're going for an informational interview, and I'd suggest you strongly do that, if you go into this with the mindset that I'm fooling this guy and I really want, or this gal, and I really want this to be a job interview, but I'm just going to call it an informational interview, I think that's the wrong strategy. I think your mindset will be different and your comfort level will be different if you just go into this as a meeting or a networking opportunity to gain information and use it as a practice session. Share with them some of your experiences. Share with them some of your personal accomplishments. And again, use it as a practice session. One of the other helpful hints that some folks tend to laugh about when I throw it out there, but I like to suggest to folks that they go to job fairs, attend job fairs, but go to those as if those are informational interviews and practice sessions. Go there with no intent on getting a job. Use those job fairs at the Civic Center or on the college campuses to practice your pitch. You have multiple companies in the same building, in the same room, sometimes 20 to 100 employers there. Walk up to the booth. Tell the individual standing in the booth that, say to them, hello, my name is John Doe or Sue Johnson. I'm a graduate, and just get right into your pitch and feel free to let them know, hey, I'm not looking for a job right now. I'm just practicing my interviews and you're going to listen to me. So be quiet because here I go. And they're going to ask you some questions about yourself and feel free to answer them and use those job fairs as an opportunity to practice multiple informational interviews in one location. And they may ask you a challenging question that you don't know the answer to. And feel free to say to them, you know what, that's a great question. I've never heard that one before. I don't know what my response is going to be. And because this is an informational interview, I'm not going to answer it. I'm just going to go over to the next booth and I'm going to practice my informational interviews over at the next booth. So again, it's very non-threatening. You're not expecting anything. But again, I think the informational interviews can be a great tool for individuals who are pursuing careers or first careers, second careers, job changes. It helps you build a network. It becomes a lower pressure discussion with somebody where you're really trying to learn. And if I could give you one piece of advice based on my personal experiences, senior executives from some of the largest corporations in the world, they're very busy individuals, first of all, but they have accomplished things in life that they really do want to share with folks who are sincere about wanting to learn what they have to teach. You have to go into those informational interview sessions with the sole focus of learning, building your personal network, building your professional network, thanking them for sharing the knowledge, following up with them on an occasional basis to let them know how you're progressing personally and professionally. And I learned a valuable trick from one of my mentors, and that is that I follow up with key individuals and business executives about once a quarter, and I don't follow up with them during the 8 to 5. Sometimes I'll call them in their office at 5 in the morning on a Saturday because I believe they're not going to be there. I let them know that I'm just calling to give them an update, thank them for the session they spent with me 5 years ago. Things are going well. Here are some changes in my life personally and professionally. That there's no need for them to call me back. This is just an update, and to let them know that you sincerely, over the years, still appreciate the information they've shared with you. Also, let them know there's no need for them to give you a call back. Feel free to leave your telephone number or email address with them, but make sure they understand you're not calling expecting anything. You're not expecting a return phone call. You're simply calling to provide them with an update. And what that does for you is if in the future, maybe a year or two after you initially meet with that executive, if you do need something, you're able to contact them. They remember who you are because you followed up with them once a quarter. But you're not like one of those relatives who just calls you when they need $25. You're calling them on a periodic basis with no expectations for anything. You're not begging them. You're not asking them for anything. You're not asking them for business. And then at that point where you may need their assistance, they know that you followed up in the past, and they're more likely to give you a call back or send you an email to help you in a particular situation. So those are some helpful hints and some suggestions, and this Tips for Turning Pro broadcast on informational interviews has been brought to you by Turning Pro Solutions. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.turningprosolutions.com. That's www.turningprosolutions.com.